Kaya Biz.
This is Kaya Biz
with Gulet Umfuphi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
You can say there's so much to deal with, Limzansi, but, you know, one at a time, just deal. Why don't you just deal? You know? That's a point of view. Can't wait for that one right here on Kaya 959, starting at 8 o'clock, about 11 minutes from now. All right, right now we are looking at something very interesting as well. Business coach joining us, Tonia Khumalo, talking about how to have that crucial, courageous conversation in the workplace. Very important, right? Yeah, you know, there are quite a number of issues in the corporate world that you deal with on a daily basis. Now, you have about 51%, for example, of white C-suite executives believing that, you know, inclusion, diversity, equity, you know, these buzzwords, they distract the company from the real work that should be happening in the corporate. And this prevailing apathy has led to some organizations doing little more than little more than give, you know, lip service, if you will, you know. But anyway, so let's just tackle this whole issue. What is courageous conversation? Let's talk to Tonia Khumalo, business coach, joining us live via telephone. Hello, Tonia. Welcome.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Well, thank you. It's an unusual name for me, Tonia. It's a beautiful. Yeah.
I'm special.
Of course. Do you, by any chance, know the meaning?
When my dad told me that it meant strength, because I think it's an Italian female version of Tony.
Oh.
That's what my father told me.
Tonia, so Tonia, son of Ben, come esta. Yeah, si.
That's what my dad told me, yeah.
That's beautiful, Tonia. All right, no, that makes a lot of sense, you know. Tonia from Sicily. I would like to make you an offer you cannot refuse.
Okay, you've got it
all. All right, you're a business coach, so let's talk business right now. Okay, let's talk about courageous conversation. Gee, there's so much happening in the workspace, and it looks like the courageous ones, the brave ones, seem to be the ones that can swim many a times, and then you get the intimidated as well. But, you know, you got to have these conversations. What is courageous conversation for you?
Awesome. No, thank you very much. So I'm an executive coach and a business coach. I also do emotional intelligence workshops at different companies.
Yeah.
That's where the courageous conversation come about. Because a lot of people just really think that you just need IQ, you know, to be successful in life.
Mm.
The truth is we need the balance between IQ and EQ. So I actually hold workshops in different companies. And I'm also just invited for talks to just make people understand the balance between IQ and EQ and why do we need emotional intelligence to be successful, right, and all around. What is courageous conversation? So courage is doing something, you know, in spite of you fearing, right? So it's not the absence of fear, right? You are scared to do something, but you do it anyway, right? So that is courage. So what are these conversations? Conversations are, courageous conversations are conversations that people are not having at work, but they want to have them, but they are scared to do so. So they think that just because I'm scared, therefore I cannot do. But we need to understand that our thoughts and our feelings are independent of our actions. Right. Just because I'm scared to do something, it doesn't mean that I am disabled to do it. I can still do it. I just need courage to do it. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening with keen interest.
Awesome. And then, you know, different people have got different courageous or critical conversations that they are not having and they want to have.
Yeah.
So the word find can be about promotion, you know, and when you feel that you have been overlooked for promotion. Salary increase, about treatment as well, about being treated bad, if you see that you're treated bad and at work, about late coming.
Mm.
And then these courageous conversations are not really about from bottom to up. They can also be from the top, management, you know, downwards as well. It's not just like a one-way thing.
Yeah.
So yes, courageous conversations are these conversations that we should be having, that we want to have, but we are scared of having them, right? And yeah, and we think just because we are scared of having them, we think we're going to be treated badly, you know, if we don't, if we do speak up.
Yeah.
But it's important for people to know that we should be having these conversations, and there are ways of having these contributions. I mean, these conversations, and this is where I come in how to have these courageous conversations.
Who then do you talk to, Tonya? Is it executives? Is it just layperson staff members?
The whole company, actually, from the executive to middle management to what do they call them, the interns, in other companies they call them graduates or talents. So for everybody, I had an opportunity to be doing this work with two companies, with the whole company.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do have these workshops, I don't just separate the staff members or the employees. I don't have just a workshop for directors and have a workshop for just middle management. We mix everybody. So it will be maybe more or less 20 people per workshop, but we will mix. We would have a mixture of maybe two directors, two high middle management, and maybe two interns, and so on and so forth.
Right.
So everybody is equal because everybody brings value in the company.
Yeah, and obviously I take it that the person who's paying you would be the company, right? So for a lot of staff members, they would tend to think, Oguti, you're actually here to represent management, the company itself, and whatever it is that you're pulling us into, workshop and talking about this, it's all good and nice, but you're an expert from out of town with a briefcase, and once you're gone, all the goody feelings that we have, we're back to you know, the normal that was before you came along. Thanks very much for making us feel good and just expressing the very, very frustrations that we have within us. But the reality is, System 17, we're back there again. How do you...
Thank you for raising that up, because it does happen. Sometimes you find that maybe the other staff members are scared to even speak during their workshops, or they feel the same way that you have explained, right? But what happens, we always have like the follow-up. So we, after the courageous conversation workshops, which normally takes 2 days, we then have the ambassador for these courageous conversations.
Yeah.
So what happens is that we want to see change, right? So it's not a matter of maybe middle management apologizing to other people, to lower management, or and so on and so forth.
Mm.
They can apologize. So I wasn't aware that I treated you this way, right? But then we need to see behavior, a change in behavior. Before I leave, and I check in once every 2 weeks, we have an ambassador for what we just had, for the workshop that we just had. Because remembering that the companies do pay a lot of money for this.
Yeah.
So, and also, I wouldn't want my brand to be associated with just lip service and walking away. So the companies should make sure that there will be an ambassador for this before we leave, and I help them in structuring that there is a change in behavior.
Sure.
And in these courageous conversations, we teach about a lot of things. We teach about toxic behavior.
Right.
We teach about the ladder of power. We teach about courage. We teach about trust. There's a lot of things that we do. It's not just like me standing there and just talking.
It's a workshop
where we get busy. And there are also like games that, you know, for people to understand what we're talking about. There's something that we call sharing your truth, where people become vulnerable as well and say, this is how I feel.
Right.
And this is how I would want things to happen. If I may add, if you may allow me to add, during the workshops, when I identify there's an individual or two individuals that would need coaching after the workshop, right, then I would speak to the individual. If they allow coaching after the workshop, then we'll suggest to management if they allow them to have that coaching, like a one-on-one coaching about what could be the problem. And you find that most of the time the problem is not what is wrong with you,
yeah.
but what happened to you to be behaving the way that you are behaving. The problem is that people stigmatize. What's wrong with you? Why do you behave like this?
Right.
The matter is, what happened to you? Let's deal with the behavior, not the person.
You know what, Tonya? You and I have to have a conversation, you know, more time, because today it's just, for me, it's like an intro.
Sure.
But we're out of time,
I really
appreciate your time for now. But that's Tonya Khumalo, a business coach and an executive coach as well. And you know what? We need to allocate more time for this one. Thank you once again for coming through, though, and giving us a bit of an understanding of what you're all about. Yeah.
I appreciate your time as well. Thank you, George.
Thank you, and buongiorno.
Bye-bye
now. Cheers. Okay,
Kaya
Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.